talking about the Rose Bowl, you might hear me yell because we're watching Florida come to the long end of this gastrointestinal disaster that has been their offense. How are you, Adam?
I'm hurting right now, and not from the previous night's libations or anything like that. I'm hurting solely because I'm watching the Gator Bowl, and I'm watching Mississippi State absolutely pound Michigan, who the record has got to show Michigan is the worst bowl team this year. The worst. Troy would beat Michigan by 30 points.
Troy, those are, you know, I'd say those are strong words, but they're not.
No.
They're really, really not. You know,
how is Greg Robinson alive? We're past the point of firing. He needs to just be ripped limb from limb in public.
Well, frankly, I can tell you how. It's for the same reason that Steve Adazio isn't a rug on my floor. You know, that's a very, very good... Oh, we scored!
What?
Yes! We scored a touchdown!
On offense?
On offense. Oh, they finally gave the ball to Mike Gillisley. Imagine! Lousy! Okay, sorry, I'm calming down now. Because we're going to blow it. You know that's how this works. However, let's go ahead and actually talk about the Rose Bowl, which, by the way, the Rose Bowl mythos, I would like to formally state, I don't give two flying rats asses about the Rose Bowl, period, ever, in any way, in any form. I don't understand the parade. I don't understand why people care. It's very pretty. That's it. But to me, like I am with James Carville. The loyalty to this game is one of the biggest impediments to us actually joining the 21st century and stopping the state fair status that we have for the entire sport.
Spoken like a true SEC fan who's never had anything to do with the Rose Bowl.
That's right. That's right. It's but seriously, yeah, it's beautiful. Objectively, it's just a bowl game. And I would say that about the Sugar. I would say that about the Fiesta, especially the Fiesta. And I would say that about the Orange.
All right, Ayn Rand. Is it?
Let's go ahead. Let's be randing about this. I will go ahead and forcefully rape college football until I get what I want out of it. Right? Because that's really what Rand boils down to, right?
Basically.
I need to take life and rape it. That's it. There's a lot of raping going on.
Right, right. Consent is for the weak.
Right, but yeah,
Atlas shrugged right there.
But yeah, that's the only logical loop on the Rose Bowl is. Well, I mean, you just don't understand the tradition. I'm like, really? Don't talk to a Southerner about how great tradition is.
No. But the thing of it is, for like Southerners have tradition, but there's a really, really ugly basis to it that they try to block out. There's no really ugly underbelly of our tradition of the Rose Bowl, so we just embrace it and we still have good consciences at night.
Tell that to the flowers, sir. The single greatest flower slaughter in all of humanity happened. Countless stamens and pistils thrown beneath the blades of cruel and indifferent plowshares, snippers, clippers, what have you, as they are, for decoration alone, attached to cold iron frames and patches of mean sod as they are thrown through the streets of sterile fascist Pasadena.
And let's not forget the nuts on the face.
Oh, you can't forget. I'm gonna put some nuts on my face this year.
Michigan just went for it on fourth down and blew it again because they didn't make Denard Robinson throw the ball.
Yeah, well, by the way, that scoring drive for Florida, I'll recount 8 plays, 25 yards with the assistance of a penalty.
Oh.
Damn it. We really don't deserve to win this game if we do. We're not going to, don't worry. But we don't deserve to win it. So looking at this, looking forward at this completely unimportant. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at the most romantic traditional game in all of college football. Can you hear the wanking motion? I mean, I'm doing it right now. It should make an audible noise. In this game, really, I think, are you on the same page that I am in thinking that Wisconsin is just going to sit on TCU and, like, a great fat MMA guy just like, put the belly on the face and suffocate him until they tap out?
Basically, I do. It might take 2.5 or 3 quarters for the beatdown to really, really get into effect. But TCU, God bless them, is not big enough to have Gabe Karimi and his friends run directly at them 50, 60 times in one game. Because that's all Michigan – or not Michigan. That's all Wisconsin's going to do. That's all they have to do is just run at them and run them over and make sure that TCU knows it's coming and can do nothing about it.
Yeah, I think this is going to look a lot like the Ohio State game for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I do, because both teams have quarterbacks who can run but often don't, right? And then, by the way, I think Penn State just coughed the ball up. I think it might be Florida ball here. Hold on. Please, please, oh God, say it's true. No, wait, it's... And there's a flag. Oh, I don't know. This is so
confusing. Of course there's a flag.
Of course there's a flag. These teams are terrible. This is so bad.
Yeah, I can't understand... Well, I guess I can understand, but in a normal year, there is no reason why Florida should be beating Penn State by anything, beating this Penn State team by anything less than 25 points. Because this Penn State team is god-awful horrible.
Yeah, they're not particularly good. And then at the same time, this is a ridiculously talented roster. So if you wonder what, like, job one is next year for Will Muschamp, it's actually taking the potential of this team. And, by the way, that ball was out. They just botched the call. Great. anyway, I think they're going to be getting the most potential out of this really talented roster. Finishing that thought, going back to the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
Ohio State, very similar to TCU in one respect, that they have a quarterback who can run, who sometimes runs, who, you know, a pretty efficient passer, right? Very productive. And at the same time, a little, like, not necessarily the most, like, go-for-broke kind of offense, right? Like, they really just want to kind of, like, run the ball, control the clock, right? Play field position. They're very good at it. I see it working out a lot like that because Wisconsin just fell over on them over and over again. That's what it looked like on the line. It looks like they were just falling over.
Right, right. What people who don't like football generally see when they watch football, oh, they're just running into each other and then they all fell over. That's actually what Wisconsin football is all about.
Yeah, and that's it. You let everyone fall over, and then you either send a big fat dude running behind them, or you fake that, and you have your sort of white quarterback of Scandinavian, Northern European descent, you know, heave the ball downfield.
Would you agree with me that Jim Tressel would rather have Andy Dalton than Terrell Pryor?
Yeah, he would. He would because one, Andy Dalton's not going to say anything.
Like, correct.
Andy, right. Yeah. He's going to be quiet.
that ADZ Twitter account doesn't exist.
No, TPZ. That says TPZ17. I think is the right. That's not going to happen. Right.
Right.
But it would be ADZ. You are correct.
Right.
But TPZ wouldn't exist. It's not happening. second, I think he'd rather have him just because he wouldn't actually lobby for them to run a different offense. That's what Terrell Pryor has done.
Right.
Yeah, he's actually, like, sent emails and, like, texted Jim Tressel, like, come on, dog, we need to run this. Come on, let's run this. Oh, come on. Go. Got a good punt return. There's probably a hold, though. We're totally winning this game with special teams. It's brilliant. I can't do this. It's so tough. Anyway, I think he'd rather have him. And also, he's not as good. Remember, Jim Tressel doesn't like having really good quarterbacks. He likes good, like okay to good. But when it gets to like good to great, you can see him. He's a little nervous with it.
Right. Because when they start getting good to great, that's when they start improvising, and that simply won't do.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not part of the plan. I'm sorry, son. Is that on this chart? JT doesn't like it. One thing that I think you will see, though, I think that the speed of TCU will be surprising early, especially out of the spread. And they have it. Ohio State has had problems with that historically. They didn't versus Oregon last year. That's the exception to the rule. But they have had problems with that historically. In addition to that, I think they'll be surprised with the looks and the formations, because the 4-2-5, the way they run it, TCU, it uses three safeties, and they can flex to a lot of different weird looks. So early on, I think you'll see Ohio State come out and just do, or I'm sorry, you'll see Wisconsin come out and just run, keep it very vanilla, and see what TCU does, because it's really hard to pick up all those looks.
Yeah, and also I think that if Wisconsin starts trying to adjust its offense in any major way, just because of what TCU shows, then A, they're getting away from their strengths, and B, TCU is pretty capable of disguising whatever defense they're actually going to run, where the blitz is going to come from, when they have all that versatility, especially in the defensive backfield. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think Wisconsin just needs to go run, 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 run. And fortunately, Brett Bielema knows for a fact that he is not clever at all. So he has no problem whatsoever with calling a run 15 straight plays. I've seen him do it.
I admire that. I
do too.
I admire the, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not that bright. Here comes a hammer.
Exactly.
What do you do? Hammer. I mean, it is kind of like the Incredible Hulk approach to combat, right? Like, don't you have any cool superpowers? Nope, I just hit shit. That's all I do, right? Aren't you psychic? Don't you have any, like, laser beams that could come out of your dick or something? Nope, just beating stuff. That's all I do. They also, by the way, the one place where they will not make a mistake, by the way, turnover margin. They're third nationally, tied at third. And turnover margin. So they're tidy. They run the ball. It's going to take a really sort of aberrant performance by Wisconsin for them to do anything, but I think win this game by two touchdowns. This is, by the way, the granddaddy of them all. We do not get Keith Jackson, because Keith Jackson is no longer in game shape. But we do get Brent Musburger, Kirk Herbstreit, and Aaron Andrews. Are you pro or anti Musburger? I'm not really going to make you feel too bad about it either way.
I'm pro. I've completely come around on him, because I think that he's embracing the Uncle Brent role now. I think the last step would for him to be actively discussing it. I mean, openly, not in his weird little clever way, but openly discussing not only the betting margins, but what he bet on. Before the game. He's close. He's getting there. He's about 80% of the way there.
I think in his final year, he's just going to start openly, tell you what, I got a Lincoln on this, so.
Right.
And I bet he does bet like $5 at a time. I really do. Like, people think, oh man, I bet Brent's rolling. No. Brent's an old man. He's probably putting like 5 and 10 on a game. And I don't mean 500 or 10,000. No, I mean like $5.
Just to make it interesting.
Right. Which is really, seriously, again, you can learn so much from old men. You really can.
Yes.
Right? Wear comfortable pants. Right? If somebody's an asshole, just call them that. You're going to feel so much better for it in the long run. But make sure they're an asshole, but go ahead and just call them that. Yell at children. It's rewarding. And always bet in small amounts, but always bet a little bit. Right?
And also, naps.
Oh, crucial.
Yes.
So crucial. You know, and frankly, if we can just tack one more on there, a little bit of brandy. It's a very old man drink. But but you know what? Speaking of Wisconsin, a tribute to them. They've never been wrong about brandy. Never left it behind.